In the case of The Man with the Golden Arm, I know that it was a seminal film in the sense of the particular way jazz was used in the film. Other people used jazz in films before, but never so thoroughgoing and never so violently. I knew that it was different enough, so I went to Otto Preminger and I warned him. I said, you know, I have an idea about what to do with this score, but I think I ought to run this by you. And he said, well, what is it? And I said, well, you know, I was thinking of a score which consists of a big, huge jazz band within a symphony orchestra. And he said, at that time, he said, if that's what you think you ought to do, do it, which was just absolutely amazing.